This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Thursday edition. Ian and Daryl are away. I guess they are going to the Cannabis Freedom Festival.
New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival.
Yep. The New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. And, well, the sun's down. God knows what's going on there at this point. So you can check them out tomorrow through Sunday. I will also be on the air at some point up there. But right now I'm holding down the fort here. Me and
Heather.
And Chris.
Yep, it's Mark with you. The number is 855-450-3733. Heather, you were on site for the Boston Freedom of Speech Rally. What was it called?
The Boston Free Speech Rally. Boston. Even though it ended up getting shut down because a lot of the people actually that were supposed to attend that event couldn't get to it because police had like a 200-foot buffer zone where they put up fences around the bandstand in the commons, and people that had actually showed up, including one speaker named Samson, who I ended up meeting up with there, couldn't actually get to the bandstand because every time he would ask an officer, people would ask an officer where they could get in, they would point and say, keep going around the perimeter to the gated entrance. But then everywhere they went, they'd get the same response, and we're basically going in circles surrounding
trying to get
the
through people
stand.
To try to get in. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it makes you wonder, like, is this going to be a much bigger problem when you have people that set up this event, right? And then because of the media's trolling of this event, basically using it as a political weapon, even the mayor of Boston got in on this.
I mean,
the mayor of Boston could easily have done his own research, looked at some of the speakers, looked at the organizers, at least reached out to them and asked them what their intent was with this rally before going on record saying, we don't want you here and your white supremacist stuff and your bigotry and, you know, police are going to be there to protect the counter protesters is what he said, which was ironic because the counter protesters were the ones threatening the police. So it was interesting hearing the mayor of Boston make these claims. And so you can see how the media is being used as a weapon in political warfare. And he was attacking some of the very people that are going to be running against some of his colleagues.
Right.
I am not surprised, but I guess one of my thoughts is it's difficult to be put in this position, Heather, and not pull this card. I mean, this is something I expect from Ian, but Ian's not here, so I find myself wanting to do it. Is we've had lots of free speech rallies in New Hampshire, never had this problem.
Right.
I wonder why it happened in Boston.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Boston's a cesspool of leftist
corruption,
leftist politics and corruption. I mean,
right.
It's a terrible place to hold some kind of celebration of freedom of anything.
No, it's
good
like,
because there's lots of people there.
Having just moved to New Hampshire from Massachusetts, I can say the freedom up in New Hampshire is abundant in comparison. So,
can we convince some of your...
And apparently in Boston, you don't even have free speech anymore, so that's enough there.
This is what I was here for the Free State Project since 2006, and the Free State Project completed its number about 15, maybe 18 months ago,
mm-hmm.
Hit the 20,000 number. So there were many years between, 2006 and 2016 when, the number was completed. Was it 2016 or 15? I don't know.
Yeah, I think 16.
I was here 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would have just gotten half of the people that registered libertarian in the state of Massachusetts to sign up, the numbers would have been completed. And I always wondered why we couldn't get them to sort of understand and, sign up and move upward. Do you have any kind of insight on that? I mean, being the only... masshole that we have on the show.
Well, I mean, I think maybe the Free State Project, I can't really say for sure, you know, why other registered libertarians didn't jump on board with that. Maybe it was more of like an anarchist type project, and where some libertarians are more like, I know that there's anarchists in the libertarian movement, but not all libertarians believe in necessarily like a stateless society. And maybe that's where the Free State Project is kind of confusing for some libertarians. You know, yeah. Maybe they didn't want to jump on board with it because they didn't want to be branded as like, you know, an anarchist libertarian or.
I think when if the question is like Massachusetts, you can look at the numbers, for example, the Freedom in 50 States, where New Hampshire ranks number one, okay, and Massachusetts ranks number 33.
On what?
On just freedom in the 50 states, and this was put together
like
by
personal freedom,
Jason
or economic
Sorens.
Freedom.
It's a combination of all those, and you have a people that have traditionally supported big government. They have supported these types of things. They are not happy with people speaking out against them. This is history, at least recent history. I would say you go back about 240 years, and you got some damn fine Massachusetts
freedom activists.
Yeah, it's hard to really bash like a Samuel Adams or like that. But in recent history, it's gone very far to the left, and as a result, the whole state has suffered, and that is a result of not only the politicians but the people that support them.
So, what do you think, like? What do you think? Since New Hampshire politics, I mean, it's like you guys have a bigger legislature, but there's far less people here, and there's, you know, sure. What I mean? There is a lot less government in New Hampshire than there is in Massachusetts. But in a situation where, like, you have Massachusetts in this rally, right, where you get 40,000 people coming out, like, what is the governmentless solution to handling something like that? You know what I mean? Like, the stateless, if there was no government.
I don't have solutions for what goes on in Boston. I really don't.
Right.
And, you know, there's many decades worth of writers. For one, don't ask me to defend anarchists, okay? Because that is not my forte and my, interest. I believe that people should be able to pick their government.
Yeah.
And they should be able to choose from government programs that they're interested in and not be forced into those government programs. I'm a libertarian in that I believe in small government, and I'm a voluntarist in that I believe that those that believe in voluntarism should be able to go and try that elsewhere while I sit and watch them. If that's what they want to do, by golly, let them go do it.
If there's a good market solution out there, I'd like to have the opportunity to do that. In states like Massachusetts, that is not anything I think that comes up in conversation in government, period. If there is a problem, and I think the people, when they have a problem, they look first to government. That's the difference between a New Hampshire. I'm not just talking Free State Project people. I'm talking your average New Hampshireite, a farmer. He's going to look first for what can he and his neighbors solve. And if that doesn't work and they don't come up with anything, then they might go to their town. In Massachusetts, I think or California or New York, the first reaction is, well, what kind of legislation do we need to pass to make this happen?
Mm.
And that's the difference.
No, I mean, like, since, like, we had that caller that called in earlier who's like, oh, I got to take the flag off my truck because people are afraid to get in my truck now. And I told you guys during one of our little brief breaks there about a friend of mine who happens to be white, happens to be bald, told me a story a couple days ago after he saw my footage of the Boston event about how he was walking through the supermarket and said excuse me to a woman as he was passing her and heard her mutter under her breath, oh, he must be a Nazi. And so this whole Charlottesville thing and the media, the way they're portraying it, it's having real world effects, and like it's affecting the way people see certain symbols, view certain groups.
Right, people are looking for Nazis now.
Right.
They weren't looking for Nazis a couple
of
months ago.
Not only that, but it goes to show you that the media can be used as a weapon in the hands of the wrong people. And just the driver of the Charlottesville incident, right, that car, there was one outlet that released the wrong name.
Right.
This kid ended up getting death threats with him and his family, had to delete his page. So what do we do about, like, how do we combat the people using the media and the press as a weapon.
I accept that it's going to happen, and I counter it with logic.
I really don't have anything, any particularly good answers. I mean, in this case, you're talking about Facebook and Twitter, really, was what they went after them for. And misreporting, it's going to happen. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We've been talking about the free speech rally that went on in Massachusetts over the weekend, and just how much stuff is going on over there. But I guess there's another bit of news to report. We reported last night that Christopher Cantwell, a one-time host here on Free Talk Live, we fired him first. he turned himself in yesterday, and he didn't get bail. Interesting that they would choose not to give a guy who's, at this point, only charged with spraying somebody with pepper spray, everybody who was a victim of whatever crime that he's accused of, not saying he's committed a crime, is alive and walking around, and frankly, none the worse for wear at this point.
Right.
I've had pepper spray sprayed right in my face. I did it. It was by accident. And I know what the consequences are of having pepper spray sprayed in your face. It's highly unpleasant.
Isn't it?
In the short term.
Yep.
But in, you know, an hour or two, everything was fine. So I'm thinking, not that, you know, if he's found guilty of aggressing against somebody with a aerosol container of pepper spray, then, you know, whatever, that's the judicial system at work. I think that the victim should be made whole in some way, and I'm not entirely sure how that works with pepper spray. It's really nice they use pepper spray rather than a gun. But his claim is that, you know, that he was defending himself. Either way, does it make sense to keep somebody in jail for an indeterminate period of months at this point? I mean, we know how long the judicial system takes. It could be a couple of years, and he's not offered bail.
Which amendment is it that's supposed to grant us
speedy trial?
Is that the sixth?
I don't remember which one it is, but I know it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't at all.
If the prosecution asks for, you know, continuation or whatever, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing was, I know his charges were only that, but I did see on his Facebook page, there were some posts that struck me as kind of like, wow, like maybe you don't need to be on the streets where we haven't even seen all of the facts with the Charlottesville incident with the guy that ran into the crowd. So that guy hasn't had his day in court where everything, his emotions, whatever was going through his mind in that moment and why, like that'll all come out eventually.
Uh-huh.
Again, the media decided to put their little spin on everything, as always, and Chris Cantwell made a post about that incident where he was like, oh, if these commies and these leftists think we're a joke, just look at who we put in the morgue and in the hospital and da-da-da-da, and I'm like, I mean, he's pretty much calling for violence. And
oh,
like,
yeah, it lacked empathy, there's no doubt.
Right.
I, you know, for me, as a libertarian, I believe in freedom of speech.
I mean,
so you're
would
gonna
you
have
call
to,
that a threat, though? I mean,
it was post fact. So to me, it's not a threat. It was a statement, a horrible or horrific statement, but something about an event that had occurred in the past. When he said other things that talked about, you know, next time and stuff like that. Okay, you could take that as a threat, but just your particular horrific opinion on something that occurred the day before, 2 days before. That's horrible speech that I'm sorry needs to be defended.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible speech, and it's going to be defended here on Free Talk Live because people have the right to speak.
I think once your speech becomes threats of violence, that's when I think it's crossed the line.
I think you're talking about incitement.
Right.
So, he's, you know, threats of violence, he basically has only ever said things like, if you bring violence, you're going to get violence in return. Whereas there's this sort of more murky thing of incitement. And does he rally his racist base to, commit violence and that sort of thing? Well, only they can say, but I find them to be responsible for their actions, not Cantwell.
So what about was it Charles Manson who?
He is the best example.
That's what I think of when I think of this, because it's kind of
Charles Manson never killed anyone.
Right.
And he's in prison. He got the death penalty. California changed its laws on the death penalty. I think it was the United States Supreme Court or something. death penalty became unconstitutional, then became constitutional again. And in that period of time, basically his sentence was, of course, commuted because it was unconstitutional for that moment. And so his term became life rather than death. And he now just uses his parole hearings as an opportunity to, I don't know, dance the jig for the television cameras.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Did they actually let cameras in there when he goes?
Oh, yeah. You can watch Charles Manson parole hearing, and they are usually quite entertaining.
But see, that's the crazy thing is with the Charlottesville stuff, like nobody's going to be able to really get any information on that, because once it goes into federal court, you can't bring cameras in, right? Because that's why they always give sketches of what's going on, like reporters. Do you know why that is?
It can be very limiting. What drives me nuts in this whole thing is we continue to hear about the violence on the alt-right and the Nazis and the white supremacists, but I'm not seeing anywhere in the media, and this has bugged me nonstop through this whole thing, is where are the articles on Antifa and what's been going on?
Like the bottles that you got to look at. Rocks
exactly. You look at Boston, where it was a non-event because even according to the Boston Globe, no Nazis showed up. Yet you had 40,000 protesters and you had tons of violence, contrary to what the news will tell you. Look at Heather Mullen's footage from down there. Mm-hmm. It was violence. You can't tell me throwing a bottle of urine at someone is not a violent act.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is when the mayor was condemning the speech and taking it upon himself to be like, oh, well, we don't want you here and criticizing, one of my big things was, okay, Mr. Mayor, like if you are being the big person that the persona that you're putting on there, then why are you not criticizing the actions of, or not criticizing, but telling people that plan on attending the counter-protest to behave as well. Because we saw in Charlottesville, a friend of mine, Ford Fisher, was down there live streaming for news to share, and he got all kinds of stuff from the counter-protesters. Same thing, urine in bottles. There's images of them using, like, aerosol can flamethrowers, like, trying to light stuff on fire.
Right, when you see the pictures of the Nazis going after people the night before, those people are facing them, not running away.
Right.
I mean, this is a conflict. This was like a clan war from the Highlanders, you know? Right. I mean, they came with their shields, they came with their mostly tiki torches. They're mostly these sort of non-deadly weapons.
Right.
Some people were open carrying. No guns were used.
No.
The Nazis defended and nobody with guns they descended and nobody got killed.
Right.
I think that's interesting. I'm not defending the Nazis and I shouldn't have to say that,
but we do now.
But no one wants to talk about these, and I don't know what else to call them. These counter protesters.
No, you call them Antifa. You call them Black Lives Matter. You call out the groups just like they're calling out the groups on the. They're calling out the alt right. They're collectivizing everybody else. So guess what? I'll collectivize everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a live edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
So I want to tell you about Whole Food Multi-Complete. Whole Food Multi-Complete is, I call it a multi because it's not just a multivitamin. You know, you're probably taking some kind of multivitamin. Most people in America do take something sometime. But if you're getting one of those cheapies from the store, you know, it's a real opportunity to step up your game here, because what your body needs is significantly more than just some synthetic vitamins and minerals. You need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants. These things help your system run well. If you were to go to a naturopath, it's in all likelihood you'd be, you know, leaving with seven different bottles of seven different products and spending $150 a month when you do it. Whole Food Multi-Complete has been providing for more than a decade everything that the big guys won't provide. The perfect blend of seven different supplements in one product. And that they've taken the expense out and expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit simplifymysupplements.com. Just go there now and take a look at the list of things that are in Whole Food Multi-Complete, because it's just exhaustive. Simplifymysupplements.com. Once you take a look at that list, compare it to anything that you might be taking, you'll be convinced. For me, that the probiotic in it caused me to lose like 15 pounds, and I didn't even know what was going on. So besides the fact that I'm getting better sleep and I feel better, I also lost some weight in the process. I gained it back from jiu-jitsu, but I hope that's muscle. Please let it be muscle. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Enter coupon code FTL to receive $10 off every order. Coupon code FTL at SimplifyMySupplements.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. They do accept Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com. We had just talked about Christopher Cantwell and him not getting bail down there in Charlottesville. How I think that that's really just inappropriate. In this country, you're supposed to be presumed innocent.
Right.
A bail is intended to make sure that you return to face your charges. But, I mean, his charge is basically discharging pepper spray. Right. His victim, although angry, is fine today. I mean,
yeah.
I
assume no permanent effects occurred from being hit in the face with pepper spray.
But that's the kind of thing, like, aren't counter protests kind of like an act of aggression in and of itself? Because, I mean, you're going there to provoke somebody.
If you go someplace expecting violence, it doesn't surprise me that you get violence.
Right.
But I don't think that you deserve it if it does. Does that make sense?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
If you go someplace expecting violence and violence occurs, I guess it's unsurprising.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And that's kind of what I think of with the whole Charlottesville thing, is that it's like people are all freaking out about it, but I'm like, you know that all these people were there doing their, they got a permit for crying out loud. So you can't be like, oh, they're all these like criminals and they're going to, you know, commit genocide when they applied for a permit to have a rally to protest a statue. I mean, that was really
The removal of a statue.
Of a statue. That's technically what Charlottesville was all about. It wasn't even about like white supremacy. It was about the removal of the statue.
It became about white supremacy pretty quick.
Yeah, right.
And for a lot of people that attended, I think that's absolutely what it was about. I mean, again, I'll refer back to the Vice video where they had interviews with guys from the Daily Stormer and from Cantwell, and there's a lot of horrific speech, a lot of horrible things said about a lot of different groups of people. I find it abhorrent, but that doesn't mean they still don't have a right to say it.
This might make me sound really stupid, but I know that they were chanting like the Jews will not replace us. Like, aren't like Jewish people like generally white? like, not that any of it matters.
Well, yeah, I think that so, you know, to them, to these neo-Nazis, Jews certainly aren't white. We're referring to Ashkenazi Jews here. And to Ashkenazi Jews, they certainly don't feel white. But to the vast majority of people, they pass as white, right? And so most people, like Ian, when I asked him, why didn't you ask Cantwell about Murray Rothbard and Hazlitt and Hayek
right.
and a variety? And he's like, I didn't know any of those people were Jewish. Because he doesn't know. It's not that
he doesn't look and find out. Well, he's a great economist, but
right.
is he Jewish?
Right.
Who would think?
Ian doesn't spend any time. And I can't hold that against him because I know and he doesn't.
Right.
I'm frustrated, but I can't, you know, Ian just doesn't know because he doesn't care.
Right.
He absolutely does not care. And he doesn't know that much about Judaism. It's just not important to him. So I think that the answer to your question, Heather, is yes and no.
Yeah.
But basically the argument of bail generally has been brought to a head recently. Is it in Maryland?
New Jersey.
Oh, pardon me.
Yep. And a few more states around the country. But
sorry.
That's all right. But this story, it's a New York Times story talking about New Jersey's attempt to modernize their cash bail process. So less than a year after New Jersey established a sweeping new law that all but eliminated cash bail. So let's talk about that phrase a little bit. There's basically two types of bail. You have personal recognizance, which says, I swear that I will return for my trial date, you know, and right. I will be there under penalty of law. And if you don't show up, you're going to get arrested and thrown in the jail for violating your bail. And there's cash bail. And cash bail is not something that's been around for hundreds or thousands of years. It's kind of a new invention. It says, well, just give us a bunch of money, and that way we make sure you'll come back.
Right, and you will get, you know, if you, for instance, if you've got a bail of $100,000, and you're probably going to show your butt up because, in all likelihood, A, you didn't have $100,000 to put up.
Right.
So your parents put up their house and $10,000 to get you $100,000 so that you'd have a chance at defending yourself, because you need that, you know, people, the difference between getting out and being found not guilty and staying in and found not guilty is significantly different.
Yeah.
The prosecutors play a different game also when it comes to giving you a plea bargain when you're out versus when you're in. And everybody understands this. So
right.
If it's worth a lower sentence, then your parents will probably put up the money. Usually people who are putting up bond tend to be younger because people who get arrested are younger.
Yeah.
In the case of Cantwell, I could recommend a system that would solve this problem right away. Besides punishing somebody before a trial, which is what this is about.
Sure.
But if Cantwell put up $2,500 and then didn't show up for his trial, and the $2,500 was given to whomever it was that they claimed was the victim of this crime?
Right.
Problem solved.
Sort of solves it.
$2,500
right?
For getting sprayed in the face with pepper spray?
Bring it on. I'm game. Do you
right.
got any with you? I got some.
Right.
You can spray me after the show for $2,500.
For $2,500.
Oh, God. I didn't get maced on Saturday.
Right. But would you do it for $2,500?
Probably.
Oh, I would.
It messes up your
no,
mess
I would
up
definitely.
Your cheap makeup.
No, I would definitely do it.
It's not a fun day. It's not
go.
A fun day, but hey, everybody's got their price, right?
Well, but I think that $2,500 is a pretty reasonable price.
I
don't think Bill Gates will do it because $2,500 isn't meaningful to him.
That's light a cigar off of that.
If he could have every kid in Uganda vaccinated, he'd do it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So everybody does have their price. But this is the point I'm trying to make is that Cantwell's bail is artificially harsh, and the judge who gave it is supposed to be a non-biased, fair individual who has acted in a biased and unfair fashion. And those people, I think, should be charged. I think that it's a crime against the American people for doing stuff like that. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and back to the story. Again, New Jersey passed a very sweeping law that basically says the government has to prove that you are absolutely a flight risk that or a threat to public safety. And if you're not, then they have to let you go free until your trial.
That's what it's supposed to be about.
Seems to me a reasonable thing to think.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do you feel like I'm defending Cantwell too much? The guy I fired? Or, well, had suspended. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
We're talking about bail and, frankly, how bail has become outrageously high in the United States and how difficult it is to mount a defense from inside of a jail.
And not only that, but how it is not always applied equally. And I think that's a lot of the criticism of the bail process, is that if you look statistically, it does seem to punish minorities and people of color more so than it does people that may not be people of color.
I've always been one of those, like, you know, I always get flack if I bring it up. Most laws generally target, like, the lower socioeconomic status, right?
It's all about class.
It's about class more so. And, like, if I had to make a guess, I'd say it's more about class than it is about race. And it just so happens.
Yeah,
I mean, I used to live in an apartment complex where I literally was the minority. I mean, all my neighbors, like, it was a lower income community. I was a single mom going to college full time. So I was literally the minority there. Police were always patrolling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure my car was watched just because I lived in that complex.
Right.
You know what I mean? It had nothing to do with anybody's skin color. It's just that we all lived in this poorer community, so we're generally going to be the ones that, you know, are going to get picked up for these crimes. Right. You know, you're not going to get the people living in $50,000 condos or fancy places like that. Like, the cops aren't patrolling their parking lots. They're not looking for people there, you know, breaking the law. They're looking in lower income communities, and that's generally, you know, you see a higher minority, higher rates of minorities in these areas, so then they tend to be arrested in higher quantities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And so
I think that it's a cycle. I couldn't say. I'd have to see the numbers based on class and race, because certainly, when you're dealing with race, you're dealing with socioeconomic issues, and I don't have the answers to that. But yes, the results are that people of different ethnicities are have to deal with bail conditions more often.
Have you ever been on bail?
If we can, yes. If we can, I have been out on bail for close to a year, but if we can deal with the issues of bail, then you're dealing with issues of class and race. So
yeah.
I think that that's it's a place to look. Frankly, for me, what it is it's government overreach. Government bureaucrats cover their butts. That's what they do. They're not about achieving things. They're about preventing bad things from happening. So in the case of judges, it's going to look bad. The judge feels like it's going to look bad for them. And in some cases, it will. Some reporter will say, I can't believe they gave that guy bail. He went out and murdered everybody with a machete. And, so if Christopher Cantwell, who currently has a pepper spray charge in Charlottesville, Virginia, puts up bond, which shouldn't be much. I've just stated here, I think
a
it should be 25.
A pepper spray charge against people that were also carrying pepper spray, because
yes.
Ford was reporting and he said he got maced with pepper spray from both sides, just because he was there filming. So.
Yeah. And if after the pepper spray incident, he goes out and shoots a bunch of people with an AK-47, that's not the judge's fault. But some reporter is going to say that it was, and then that's going to result in judges being like, oh, no, I've got to be very careful about this this bail thing. Well, that's not what bail's about. Bail's about preventing somebody from, absconding, running away,
right,
and not coming back to trial.
Yep.
Somebody who may be a danger to the public generally.
And that's what a separate dangerousness hearing is for, though, right? It's not a bail hearing. It's a dangerousness hearing.
Well, anymore, it's a way.
They combine the two of them.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, whether you call it class or race, and class closely follows race in a lot of communities, those people are going to be the hardest hit with a $100,000 bail or whatever it is, because they are going to be less likely to have the means to post bail, which just means they go to jail for that much longer and sit there until somebody decides to try them.
Well, then they get taxpayer money, so it's like, you put people in jail, now you got filling up jail cells, so you get to meet those quotas.
Yeah, and we're spending more keeping them there. I think it's a shame. But I'm going to hop back into this story real quick. So, again, New Jersey changes their laws. They make it very difficult for judges to require cash bail. In most cases, they're going to be on their own recognizance. But the state has found itself facing a challenge familiar with others who have overhauled their bail systems, namely an energetic legal attack from the bail industry.
Oh, yeah, the bail industry is very interested in high bails for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously, that would make sense. I have a solution to it all, is if everybody's heard about Bitcoin, there's what they call multi-signature transactions with Bitcoin. So, for instance, it would be an instance if somebody put up a certain amount of Bitcoin in a transaction, then they didn't show up for trial, that transaction could go through with a multi-signature situation.
Right.
It would be, that point the judge would hold the other signature, or whatever the situation might be. And if you want to find out more about cryptocurrencies, how they can change the world, go to bitcoin.com. They also have an opportunity there to mine Bitcoin. If you have been hearing of this sort of thing, it's a really great opportunity right now. Bitcoin.com. You can go there. Just buy a mining contract, and off you go. Bitcoin, pool.bitcoin.com for mining.
You bet. So, again, the bail industry is fighting this. In June and July, two lawsuits were filed in federal district court in New Jersey challenging the statute, the Criminal Justice Reform Act, which took effect on January 1st. While the suits have taken different legal tacks, they do have something in common. One was filed by a large corporate bail underwriter, and the other one has received report and publicity from professional bail agents. Both parts of the bail industry have said that their profits have plummeted since the law took effect. Oh, my gosh.
Who's profiting off bail? I'm confused.
Well, bail, if you go to a bail bondsman or something like that, and let's say that you will be released on $10,000 bail, for example,
yeah,
you will be required to put up $1,000 of it. You know, right. It's usually 10%, and there is some fee that I think goes to the bondsman for doing that.
Now, the bondsman...
And then they just keep it.
Right. So this is what my understanding of it is. Again, been a long time since I've been on bail. But the... So you get some kind of bond, and then, you know, mommy and daddy, in my case, go to the bail bondsman and say, we'd like to get our son out of the jailhouse. Is that possible? And they say, sure. And first you're going to have to give us, you know, if the bonds say $10,000, you're going to have to give us $1,000. And we're going to need some kind of you put your house up or some kind of collateral for that. And that's what happens. Basically, the $1,000 goes to them.
Yeah, so when all is said and done, even if you're found not guilty, is that $1,000 like non-refundable?
The $1,000 is gone.
Right.
The bail bondsman puts up the $10,000 to the court.
And usually what? And usually what? Yeah.
Okay. And so is that a private entity?
Yes.
Or it's not state run?
No. He's private, but usually, at least the bondsmen that I have met own property, and they would put up a portion of a property to cover a particular bail. Does that make sense? So if he's got a house that the court recognizes is worth $200,000, he could bail out, quote unquote, two people at $100,000 each. But when you pay a bondsman, let's say it's, you know, $1,000 on a $10,000 bond, he's going to keep that money. That's the money that he makes. So it's a lucrative business.
Crazy.
So again, we have these two different groups that are fighting these laws. New Jersey is among a handful of states where courts and government officials have begun in recent years to modernize and in some cases abolish the assignment of cash bail, which critics say discriminates against defendants, many of them black and Latino, who cannot afford to pay. The New Jersey law, which was designed to keep the poor from languishing in jail, especially for minor offenses, has put the state at the forefront of a growing national movement towards major change and was notable for having support of its Republican governor, Chris Christie. But the movement that has occasioned resistance from the bail industry, which has launched an assertive effort to preserve the practice.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in its own commercial interests. The Bail Bonds Association of New Mexico, for instance, filed suit against the state on July 28th, challenging a set of state Supreme Court rules governing bail that were passed just weeks before.
Yeah, the bondsmen really hate the idea of people getting out on lower bonds and, you know, more often on their own recognizance and that sort of thing. The number is 855-450-3733. It's called rent-seeking behavior. 855-450-FREE. Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? With the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scary off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.